Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. We're so thankful that the Bible is right. Amen. Beloved, if you've been with us any amount of time, you know that God led us to start teaching in the book of Proverbs. Amen. And we've asked God for his help, that he would speak through us. Glory to God. And so over the course of the years, we're now in Proverbs, the 20th chapter, the 28th verse. Amen. The 20th chapter, the 28th verse, glory to God. And Proverbs 20:28 in the King James Version says, mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. Amen. Glory to God. And as usual, in the King James Bible, we don't see things quite as clearly as in other translations, glory to God. But what this is essentially talking about tonight is justice, and we'll see that as we go along. Amen? Glory to God. A leader who is characterized by mercy and truth will have the respect and support of his subjects. He maintains his position and authority by loving kindness, not by tyranny. And we see this in Proverbs 29:14. Turn to Proverbs 29:14 in the King James Version. It says, the king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Amen. A king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. And in the New Living Translation, 29:14 says this, and to me, it becomes very clear. It becomes very clear, 29:14 in the New Living Translation. It says, if a king judges the poor fairly, his throne shall last forever. His throne shall last forever. A king that judges the poor fairly. Glory to God. And then in Proverbs 16:12, a reference for that verse says, 16:12 says, it is abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. And Proverbs 16:12 in the New Living Translation says, a king detests wrongdoing, for his rule is built on justice. And that's the word I want to get to tonight, justice. It says, that is Proverbs 16:12 in the New Living Translation, a king detests wrongdoing, for his rule is built on, glory to God. And 16:12, that's the New Living Translation, glory to God. But 16:12 in the Today's English Version says, kings cannot tolerate evil because justice is what makes a government strong. And in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says, justice makes rulers powerful. They should hate evil. Now, there are the world, the kingdom of darkness, they have their set of wisdom. We have the Bible and we have God, and glory to God. And the world, they have a set of justice. They have a set of wisdom that they use, and they study what is called statescraft. That is how to rule a nation, hold a nation, manage people, stay in power, what they have to do to stay in power, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A good example of it is Machiavelli. If you've ever read The Prince, the name of the book is called The Prince by Machiavelli. And what it does is a person who is teaching rulers how to maintain their power. Amen. And some of the things that they do, and that's maintained even to today, that is maintained, teaching people, powerful people, rich people, tyrants, even today that's taught in Washington, D.C. It used to be called the School of the Americas, but it became so infamous that they changed the name of it, and now it's not called that anymore. But it essentially teaches tyrants, presidents, rulers, dictators, whoever, and their armies and police forces how to maintain power. And they use all kind of dark craft to maintain power. Amen? They teach tyranny, terrorism, extortion, kidnapping, murder, overturning elections, overturning all kinds of things. They teach, there's people around the world that teach rulers how to stay in power. And these rulers, because the kingdom of darkness, like I say, we have our wisdom. We have the Bible. We have the Holy Ghost. We have a download straight from God to our spirits. Glory to God. Well, the kingdom of darkness has their set of wisdom. They even have books that look something, well, not quite like Bibles, but something like Bibles, and they teach all kinds of wickedness. Now, that's something different from the witchcraft books and all of those books. Witchcraft is at a lower level. The level I'm talking about is the level where it teaches people how to maintain their principalities, how to maintain it, maintain your local government with local policemen, and maintain your position in it, and don't let anybody come in and try anything. Amen? And these things are taught, and these are powerful entities, powerful governances and, like I say, principalities and powers. Amen? But all of their teaching is based on darkness and doing dark things, and doing things that contradict the word of God. The word of God says, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill or murder. Thou shalt not covet thy wife or thy neighbor's land, his wife, his animals, his possessions. And it seems like all the things that God teaches and says is the way to go, the kingdom of darkness teaches their people the exact opposite. Now, in these verses, we discover in these verses, glory to God, that from the kingdom of light, that it's taught how government, how kings should act, and how governments are held in place forever. In the kingdom of light, it says, kings cannot tolerate evil because justice is what makes a government strong. Amen. Like we said in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says justice makes rulers powerful. They should hate evil. Why? Justice makes rulers powerful because when rulers are powerful and when they do the right thing, the people stand behind them and back them up. Part of statescraft on the dark side is they teach rulers, if you have just a small junta of people, let's say you have your ruler and it's you, your family, and a clique of people around you, they say that's a very easy country to take over because you only have a few people to knock off, and you got the whole country. But they teach that if the opposite is true. If all the people know the leader and love the leader and back the leader up, just taking the leader is not enough. You can't take the country with just the leader because all the people know him and won't let you rule because they know who the ruler is. They say it's very hard. See, they teach people how to take over countries, how to rule countries. And like I say, this is a whole body of discipline. If you have done any study at all, you know about Machiavelli and a bunch of them, all kinds of philosophy. But the difference with them is they teach disguised wickedness. It sounds straight up and down, but when you check it out, it's nothing but absolutely pure wickedness and how to manipulate and how to hold on to power. And you hold on to power by being thoroughly wicked. And around the world, this is taught to leaders so that leaders are corrupt. And they want leaders corrupt because a corrupt leader that destabilizes the whole country. It says right here in God's word, justice makes rulers powerful. They should hate evil. Well, if the word of God says justice makes the rulers powerful, what does the enemy and people who teach wicked statecraft do? They teach rulers all around the world the exact opposite. So instead of justice making rulers, they teach injustice. The police forces and the corrupt courts do what they want to do, and they use the armies to do what the ruler says. Forget justice. You just do what the ruler says. But the people are incensed, and the country's always in turmoil because of corruption. And the people can't back up that government because they recognize the corruption, but they don't have an army to fight that army. Amen? And they don't understand these concepts that we're talking about from God's word. Like the Tanakh, talking about Proverbs 16:12. Wicked deeds are an abomination to kings, for the throne is established by righteousness. Well, in the kingdom of darkness, wicked deeds is what you do. You terrorize the people with wicked deeds. You on purpose do wickedness in front of them and terrorize them so that they'll be so afraid that you can get away with, you and your clique can get away with anything because the people are terrorized. Amen? So they practice wicked deeds. You see how the kingdom of darkness takes the wisdom of the kingdom of light and they do the opposite. They know that God's word works. They know it works. And so they use it, but they just use it in reverse. They use it backwards. And the concepts are so powerful that they work, even in reverse. And so where for it says justice makes rulers powerful, amen, the positive thinking Bible says justice makes rulers powerful. That's why if you have a ministry, a business, a family, whatever you have, make sure that you're doing justice, that you're doing the right thing. Why? Because the Bible says right here, justice makes rulers powerful. See, a lot of people, they want to be powerful, but they don't know the levers of power. They don't know what to press to make themselves. There's a lot of people, they would love to know how to manipulate people, be charismatic, to move people, to have many disciples, but they don't know what buttons to press. They don't know what to do. Amen? And thankfully, they don't have the Bible. Oh, I'm up against a commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website, at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we had started our trip in Proverbs 20:28, and we've gotten down to Proverbs 16:12. We're talking about justice and how powerful, what a powerful concept this is. Why is it so powerful, Pastor? Because the Bible says that justice makes rulers powerful. And see, people in the world, they think what makes, okay, for instance, Mao Zedong says power comes out of the end of a rifle. Amen. And so a lot of statecraft on the dark side, they teach power is you get your police forces and your army, and whoever has the army got the power. Amen. But here is God's word saying, no, justice makes the rulers powerful. Justice makes the rulers powerful, because you may have the army and you may have the police forces, but see, anything you do that's not justice, that's injustice, people have a long memory and people remember that. Amen. And you may have them corralled right at this moment, but some way down the line, they're going to remember the injustice that you did. And you're going to reap what you sow. Amen. And even the people that do that injustice, they know that they're doing it unjustly. They know that they're doing corrupt and wrong things. And in their heart of hearts, they know they're wrong. And how can you build an army? You know, the SS in World War II, the soldiers that were liquidating the Jews in concentration camps, there came a time when the SS soldiers who were trained to liquidate people, these were people who were trained to not have feelings. Amen. Heinrich Himmler had to get on an airplane and fly to Russia and talk to his young supermen, SS soldiers. Why? Because their conscience was so guilty. They knew what they were doing was wrong. Amen. Now, they did it because they were ordered to do it. Amen. They were ordered to do it. But in their hearts, they were aching inside because they knew they were doing wrong. Amen. And so what he did was he said, we have to come up with another way of liquidating people. And so they came up with the gas chamber, because in the gas chamber, you lock the doors and everything. You don't hear nothing. You don't see nothing. Amen. And so the soldiers could handle that better. Amen. Glory to God. And so people think, I'll use the gun, I'll use force. But aren't we blessed, children of God? Because while the dark side thinks, they pick up the sword. And Jesus said that those that pick up the sword would perish by the sword. But they pick up the sword because they think that's what will make rulers powerful. Oh, I have a powerful army. And I went to the West and I bought all these guns and tanks and ammunition. You could have all of that, and your own bodyguards turn on you, amen? And then you're down in the dungeon hanging upside down. Why? Because you did something that so revolted somebody that in their heart of hearts, they said, we got to do something about this guy. He just ain't right. So, but what does the kingdom of light teach? That justice and to do right makes a person powerful. Why? Because people will stand behind you when you do the right thing. The word of God will stand behind you. The angels will stand behind you. History will stand behind you. Everything will stand behind you because you do the right thing. You know, I was listening to a young man and on YouTube, and he was explaining finance, young black man from from the streets, and he was using the street language and everything to explain finances and how to invest, and he really cracked me up. But he said because he was interpreting economic concepts in street language, and it was really, I found it so very interesting to hear it expressed in street language, and I had to laugh. I was laughing because he was doing such a wonderful job. I would have never thought to put it like that, the way he put it, you know, like he said, you do this, and I can't rock with you like on that. And I said, oh, rock with you. That must mean go with you or something. Okay, anyway. So, but he was saying some profound things. He was saying one of the most powerful things you can do is to add value to people, to add value to people. He said he didn't understand that concept when he first started, but now he understands that concept. And he said, why add value to people? See, people in the kingdom of darkness, they don't value people. It isn't the people that's important. It's the state that's important. That's the model China operates on. People are not important. What's important is the Communist Party and China. People are neither here nor there. You can wipe out 100,000, so what? They're not important. You lose 100,000, the state still remains. The state is what is important. Amen? Well, this man was teaching about adding value to people. And he said, you have to understand, if you add value to people and pour into them, he said, they will love you. They will be loyal to you. They will back you up. And that's exactly what this is saying. This is exactly what this is saying. Justice makes rulers powerful, because when the ruler does the right thing, the people stand behind him and back him up. And that can't be overthrown easily, because it's not just one person. It's an entire movement. You would have to try to move the entire movement out the way, because it's the whole population. You can get rid of one guy easy. That's easy. But you ain't getting rid of 250 million. That ain't easy. Amen? And when that many people believe it, you know, the Japanese, when they were thinking about after Pearl Harbor, when they were thinking about invading on the West Coast, they were really thinking about keep going and you end up on the West Coast. But they changed their mind because, no, the American people, not the government, not the army, not the police forces, they said the American people have so many guns. Over there, everybody has guns. In other countries, only the junta and their bodyguards and their police force have guns, and the people have none. And they step all over them. Amen? But the Japanese decided not to attack America, because they said the American people, they got, every one of them seems to have guns, and they'll fight. They'll fight. All the people will fight for the country. And that's a hard country to take over. When all the people believe in something, that's a hard country to take over. But Black Dark Craft says, if it's just a clique or a few wealthy families, that's easy to take over. That country's easy to take over, because you only have to grab 20 or 30 people. And then you got the country don't believe in them. They hate them. They do injustice. They do wrong. In fact, when that junta leaves, they clap. They're happy. They're rejoicing. They're not fighting to keep the country. They want you to take over the country so they get a better deal. They get justice. Amen? The Bible says the throne is established and stands on the foundation of doing right. Where moral standards are abandoned, anarchy prevails. Amen? So your business, your ministry, whatever it is, it's established. You can start it all you want. But how does it remain? It's established by doing the right thing. You're going to see yourself doing the right thing. So that when you talk to people, you can talk from your heart. You can talk with power and conviction, because you know what you're saying is true. The people that see you are amazed. A man with integrity, a man that tries to do the right thing. And even when you do the wrong thing because you slip, people will say, he's a human being or she's a human being. And they love you even more because you look like them. They mess up and they know it. So you messed up, if you admit it and come clean and tell them in sincerity, they'll forgive you in a heartbeat. We knew you wasn't perfect, you know, and we forgive you, amen. But you're our leader, and we want you to keep on going, amen. They'll back you up, amen. So your ministry, your family, your business, your whatever it is, if you want the secret of being powerful, don't listen to the dark side. They teach nothing but everything against the commandments of God. Whatever God teaches, they teach the exact opposite. Somebody gets in your way, you execute it. You knock them off. You don't believe me? Look at any mafia picture. Look at any mafia picture. What does the mafia say if somebody gets in their way? Whack them. We're going to whack them. Amen? So they hire somebody, put a contractor, go to whack him. But what is that? God's principles and laws don't say whack a person. God tells you, thou shalt not kill. I don't care how you feel. Thou shalt not kill. Amen? They do the exact opposite. And then when they're, look, so if you look at empires, I was looking at this video on empires, and it was empire after empire after empire after empire. It talked about the Mongol empire, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, the Macedonian Empire, the British Empire, empire after empire after empire, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, on and on and on and on. Why did these great empires fall? They had armies. They had police forces. They had power. They did wickedly. If you got in their way, they would wipe you off the map. But why did they fall? Empire after empire fell because they did the right thing. You look at politicians. Why did they fall? Some of these guys are highly educated. Their parents groom them from children. They go to the best universities. They got the hookups. They got the right connections. They end up senators, congressmen, presidents. But what takes them down? Moral corruption. Their hand is in the till, or they're chasing a young lady, or they're doing something corrupt. Amen? And they come down one after the next, after the next, after the next. Amen? And so what does that teach us, glory to God? That teaches us that your business, if you want your business, your home, your ministry to be established, you know, in the book of Proverbs, it says that by wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it's established. You have that wisdom and understanding.
Pastor, we lost sound. And I want you to end it right. So if you can hang up and call back in.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.